Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Hello. Hi, Bill. Looks like your trees and landscape could sure use a visit from Affordable Fresh Cut, LLC. Affordable Fresh Cut is a licensed and insured professional tree trimming and removal company that also offers stump grinding, landscaping, planting, and cleanouts. Affordable Fresh Cut does sod, mulch, rock, and shell work to make your property look great. You should call Keith at 727-771-5559 for free estimates. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, I think I will.
And be sure to ask about Affordable's roof and gutter cleaning and hauling services. Affordable offers military, first responders, and senior discounts. Just go to Affordable Fresh Cut, that's cut with two T's, .com. That's Affordable Fresh Cut with two T's, .com. Or just call Keith at 727-771-5559. Affordable Fresh Cut will get the job done, and Keith will take care of you. So call him today, 727-771-5559. For the best pizza, pasta, and Italian dishes in Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salad, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're gonna love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Mr. Bill, how are you, my friend?
Yes, sir, Brian, I'm doing okay. A little bit windy, but other than that, I'm fine.
It's real windy.
I mean,
we're waiting on the gentleman from the Boy Scouts. He just called. Apparently, there was an accident in Tampa. So he's stuck in traffic, like at a standstill or something. So you just got to just go. The show must go on, Bill.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm just driving I'm out on Honeymoon Island, and of course the tide is in the wind, and the tide is really blowing in right now because it's coming from the west towards the east. So it's interesting.
It is kind of interesting, the wind. I like the wind once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really get windy in Florida, does it? Anyhow, you got the ExxonMobil reward card that you got out there. And then since we had our theme is the Boy Scouts today, you were a Scoutmaster. Can you tell us a little bit about being a Scoutmaster, what that detailed?
Well, that was going back quite a number of years ago. And, of course, I was a Boy Scout as a youth. And so then shortly after I got married, I said, well, maybe it's time for me to give back a little bit and maybe do some merit badges or something like that for the kids. So I went down to the meeting on that Friday night, and excuse me, they said, oh, their prayers were answered. Here's our new Scoutmaster. So
unbelievable.
My wife said, well, you got to be kidding me. So I took on that position, and the thing of it is I had a good bunch of kids, and I had a great committee. So not having any kids in the troop, I think all the parents really supported me because, you know, of what I was doing for their kids. So it was good for me. It was good for them. And I was able to get four kids to the rank of Eagle Scout, which is quite a prestigious thing. So
yes, very prestigious. I was at the medicine shop yesterday telling the gentleman about it, and that you get letters from the presidents, like those, when you make Eagle Scout, the president and a bunch of famous people start. They all send you letters congratulating you.
Exactly right. You know. There's, and I mean, one of my former scouts called me up probably 6 or 7 years ago from New York, and he was telling me that he was an attorney and he was seeking a position, a big position in a law office. And so he came in, and there was a whole bunch of applicants, and he said he got the job because he was an Eagle Scout.
No doubt about it, right.
And the president of the law firm said that that showed his character as a youth, and that's what he was looking for, because there was certainly a lot of attorneys with similar backgrounds to him, but not as a youth. So he wanted to get a hold of me and echo those comments to me.
That is, wow. You know, they say you change one person's life, you've changed the world.
Yeah.
And think of that. You know, and Martin Luther King said something about character. He said, you don't judge a man's character when things are going good. You judge a man's character when things are going bad.
Yeah.
And that'll tell you. And it's not the color of his skin that makes character. It's what's in his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to have you. The next time when he does get here, I would love to have you talk to him, because it's a real neat, this guy that is the president of, the Boy Scouts are up 10.1% this year in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's really good.
It's a great
right?
program. It's a great program. It teaches you some responsibilities, but it also, with the merit badge program, it gives kids an opportunity to do quite a different things and say, well, maybe I like this and maybe I don't. And one of the things when you make Eagle Scout, you get to go into that profession with a business person or whatever that subject would be, you know, and spend the day with them and, you know, reconfirm whether or not that is the livelihood you want to go after.
Yeah, and it's, what are, do you remember some of the character things like from what it's like an oath that you take. Like, what are the things? Do you remember the oath itself, actually?
Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, brave, clean, help. Now I'm saying it so fast I can't get it.
Plus say it slow. Say it slow so we can hear
it. Got it. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, courteous, kind, obedient, brave, brave, cheerful, thrifty, and reverent. Okay.
Those are good. You know, they call those principles, really. Right? If you live by those principles, you're going to have a happy life. Right? Just think about it. If you're kind, because when you're kind to someone, you see that if the more you're kind to people, the more they're kind back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you squeeze an orange, what comes out? Orange juice, right?
Yeah.
So if you squeeze someone that lacks character, what's going to come out is anger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get angry sometimes. Like I just give an example of me, is I lost my wallet and I got really frustrated and angry. And it was right there in my car underneath my seat. But what does that mean? Like, I really, it's almost like I would say that it's almost like bipolar, how I feel I am, because I get so angry, you know. And then I think the quote that I just said about Martin Luther King, you know, sometimes for me, my character is when I get squeezed, I don't handle it like most people do. And I know that's not good, of course, and it's not good that I say this, but that's just the truth. You know, when things are going good, I'm okay. But I got to work on when things don't go my way to still keep that character and trust God.
That's very good. So how's the radio show doing for you?
Oh, it's doing great. We're now heard in, Todd, tell them exactly how, because you know it better than me, because I always make a mistake. What are the different channels that we're heard on in other states? I mean, other counties now? How does that work? Do you know it by heart?
I know WDCF in Dade City, WZHR in Zephyr Hills. They each have an AM, FM attached to them. That's 1350 and 1400 AM. And here.
Right. So we just moved into other Dade County. And what was the other one?
Dade City and Zephyr Hills.
Yeah. So now we're heard. Our listening ship is three times bigger than it was, say, two years ago.
Very good. Excellent. Exactly. And the FM, I think, is the FM band is a lot better as well.
Right. And because we're also on AM. And we're also on YouTube because we have cameras in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Very
so
good.
So technology and stuff. So that's what's been going on there.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, you were the mayor.
Honorary mayor.
But still.
A little different.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, it takes no one. If you look at all the honorary mayors, right? They all were prestigious men in the Palm Harbor area. You don't just become honorary mayor unless you have credentials. So that's something besides the Eagle Scout or stuff that you did with these kids. You also were honorary mayor. That just fits right into it because your involvement with the Boy Scouts also made you have the one with the integrity, and that's how you run your business, as the trustworthiness. And I'm being real with you, Bill. You've been doing business with me for 20 years. But one thing, when I hear people talk about Bill, you from the Mobiles and other places that you've done business, you're a local family-owned auto advisor. The one word I always hear from you is you can trust Bill. Like if I was running you for like a campaign, that would be my slogan. You can trust Bill.
Thank you so much for that compliment, Brian. Appreciate that.
So who wins, Exxon or Mobil?
What do you mean who wins? It's one and the same.
They're all the same?
One and the same. Exxon Mobil is one company.
Boy, that must be some conglomerate, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got the backing of someone you know you're going to stand behind, and they're going to do high-quality stuff because they're so big.
Well, and they expect that from us as well. You know, you can't put their flag or their banner up and not dance to the beat that they want. So it works both ways.
Right, good point. Because, you know, you offer also peace of mind because you have a nationwide warranty. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's through the Napa Auto Care. And that's one of the things, especially with a lot of snowbirds around here. If they come in and they need an auto repair, and my mechanics are ASC certified as well, they can get that repair done, and then when they go back to Ohio or New York or wherever they might be heading off to, it's fully warrantied as well for 2 years or 24,000 miles. And in some cases, we can even go 3 years, 36,000 miles. So it gives them a good peace of mind that they're getting their car repaired here in Florida, and they can continue on their journey and have that warranty. And, of course, Napa Auto Parts, you know, it's a great company to do business as well. And then we're a AAA repair station, so that's another thing. So naturally, here in Florida, we got a lot of AAA membership, and they can come in for routine service, and or if they have a breakdown and they have to get towed in, naturally, AAA tows them in, and they get a 10% discount on any labor charges. And again, that warranty is nationwide as well. So both of those two are great companies that we're affiliated with, and we support each other again.
Yeah, and that's it too, right there. If you look at your whole circle, if you made a circle and you made it into a pie, and there was 8 slices to a pie, right? You got the one.
Well, it all depends how many you want to cut it, Brian. I know when you cut a pie, you like to cut it in 4 pieces so that you can get bigger pieces, right?
That's it. And don't forget the extra cheese. But if you took a pie, right, like an automotive pie, right, and it was cut into 8 slices, you got ExxonMobil, that's one pie, piece of the pie, for Bill's automotive service and tires, ExxonMobil. Then if you take another piece of the pie, you have the nationwide warranty. Then if you take another piece of the pie, you have trust because you're dealing with Bill. Then if you have another piece of the pie, you got Napa. So they're nationwide also, and they're one of the high-end quality parts, so you know you're not going to keep going back. Napa has the great name, and it's just a fact that they're the best parts out there. Then you have another piece of the pie where you're a locally family-owned and auto advisor. And then there's another piece of the pie where you were the honorary mayor. And then there's a final piece, I think this is the 8th piece, you're a veteran. And you treat the veterans with kindness, and you appreciate their service. Tell us a little bit about that, being a veteran, and how you treat the veterans.
Well, I don't treat anybody different because of either a veteran status or not. You know, certainly I recognize, and maybe we can talk, you know, some of our stories or happenings as when we were in the service. And, of course, right here in Pinellas County, you know, we've got a good support system, you know, with Congressman Bill Rackus. He's 100% for the vets. A lot of folks come out, male, female, come out of the service, and, you know, they might have some challenges, whether it's physical or mental and things like that, and we're able to get them help, okay? Whereas years ago, when you came out, when you left the service, you were, you know, you were on your own and blah, blah, blah. But nowadays, the VA is great, and the folks from Bill Rackus' office will, you know, helps anybody out that needs it. So, you know, yeah, that's a good thing.
It is. There's a lot has changed, even for the housings and stuff like that. If you talk to the
Absolutely.
Housing authority,
yeah.
veterans
yeah.
get put on top of the list.
Yeah.
So there is something to serve. You know, only 1%, I think, of the United States have served. Recently, you know,
yeah.
so
yeah.
it's easy to, you know, that's why, like, if you ever notice the people that didn't want to go to war or were against the wars, and I'm not getting on either side, were all the people like John McCain, who was in a POW. He was against the Iraq war,
yeah.
right? Because
yeah.
if you've been in battle, I mean, I can't imagine, but from what mm-hmm. I'm told and heard, it could, you know, it's devastating for as a human
yeah.
being to see battle.
Yeah.
So we got to give yep. a lot of respect, and even the police officers. Do you know something I say that every police officer I've seen, and I say it at least 50 times a year, not that I, but if I just run into them at a convenience store or something, I always, and I can almost say almost always, I say thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it is. Yeah. They're putting their lives on the line too, the firemen. You know, they're, you know, where everybody's running away from emergencies, these guys are running to it.
Yeah.
So it's just something to be proud of and have respect for, and I think they should get a special deal though, because of what they've
well,
done.
Well, when I went in the Navy back in the old days, you know, I mean, I was making $90 a month, you know, so you sign on a dotted line, you know they, for all practical purposes, they own you, and you get paid $90 a month and all you can eat. So that's a great value there. So,
yeah, and that also teaches.
I think we all learned discipline and we
right.
all learned, you know, some other traits. And, of course, we all learn a trade, too, you know, if that's what you were in there for. Of course, in my opinion, the Navy always had the best schools, you know, so.
And it's good to believe in yourself, right? That's good. And it gives you self-confidence. But it also teaches your purpose. To keep it, you got to give it away. So like what you did with the Boy Scouts, just going back to that. You know, you got all this character and building and all that from the Navy. And then to keep it, you gave it away. And that's what your purpose is not. But it is also important to believe in yourself. That's what your goals are. But purpose is when you give it away. And that's ongoing, and it gives meaning to life.
Well, Brian, I know you got some other callers.
I do, actually. You know who we have on, just real quick? I have the Eagle, this new printing company. He's on hold right now. Uh-huh. And if you ever need any printing, let me know, because he's the best. He just opened up, and he's trying to make a go of it with a printing company. And he does all types of printing and stuff. And so I hope he makes it. But he's on hold. It was an honor to have you on, Bill.
Well, my pleasure, Brian. And next time you're by one of my shops, stop in and see me, and we'll continue our conversation.
You're the best, Bill. Real quick, I have to say this, just real quick before. You are the most respected man I do business with in my 40-year career.
Okay.
And then you can look at every radio show that I've ever done for 25 years. I've never said that to someone.
I certainly appreciate it, sir.
So that's not something I say every week. You are the most respected man I have ever done business with that I look up to.
Okay. Thanks again. That's much appreciated, Brian, sincerely. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Have a good day.
Yes.
All right. So we actually are going to do a promo for Eagle. He's kind of busy, and he wanted us to do the promo for him. But he's actually told me the other day he has been over there for 40 years.
Oh, I thought he said he just did a grand opening on Drew Street.
Oh, maybe he was at a different location. Maybe he's just been doing printing for 40 years.
Maybe he's in the, I think this is his, we should clarify that. But think about it, American Eagle is his logo.
Yeah.
We just had the most honorable guy, the Bill from mm-hmm. Bill Supergas. Well, actually, he's ExxonMobil now. And I meant to ask him about the reward cards. That was the one question I was going to ask him, and I forgot. The ExxonMobil reward card. There also is a.
It totally saves you money on gas and on drinks and things like that.
And you get credit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a rewards card that also I was meant to ask him. But it is kind of funny, Eagle, like American, right? We're going to have the Boy Scouts now. We're talking about an Eagle, A&E printing. He has a cool logo too, which I thought we should have used, where the Eagle was breaking through a mirror or a glass.
Mm-hmm.
You guys chose to go with this one, but that's okay. So he has two logos there.
Well, he's listening right now. So, hello, Eagle. How you doing?
And then he's going to give 35% off all items in the BCC coupon book.
Yep, and he's located over on Drew Street, almost across from the 7-Eleven on Drew Street. And what is that, Saturn?
Is his first name Eagle?
It is.
That's why he has the Eagle logo?
Yeah.
Wow, I just saw that owner and it has his name in there.
Yeah.
But that's the key, right? Eagle. It looks like he has a nice little ad here. And he does design, print. He does copies. He does graphics. And
for sure. You know, and I was actually in his office the other day, and he happened to be on the phone. So he was telling, there was a lady who was making an order, and he told her that he knows the business. And that's how I learned that he's been doing this 40 years, and that there won't be anybody that's lower than him. As far as cost.
Well, good. So he's willing to, and a guy like that knows volume is where it's at.
Right.
Because he's adding given value. He has high cost. We're going to be ordering our banners. Oh, that's who I need to call is Noble. But anyhow, he's going to be doing our banners for our, we're going to be doing remote shows.
Yes.
And we got a remote show we're going to be doing at Noble.
Right.
Right. And so we have to have him make our banners.
Right.
And
are we're also going to be doing a remote show from Popical.
Right, Popical.
It's right
popcorn.
Across from the, what is that, the Philly Stadium, right?
And then we're doing a remote show from Maple Lanes on US 19.
Right, so we're going to have to get some signage made, and we need some new
banners
and all kinds of different
promo
stuff.
Yeah, I thought they
stuff.
Were coming here, printing. I mean, where are they?
I don't know. I've been trying to call
Pickard.
Lots of people today. I'm not having very much luck.
Pickard was going to come here because we're ordering shirts from them.
Right.
That's Pickard Marketing.
Yes.
They do T-shirts.
Yes.
And we're going to have, they're really a great company. They're in the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, it's Pictor Marketing, yeah.
What great, he is a great man, and him and his wife.
Yes.
They're good people.
Very good people.
And we played, they came in, Moon River.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I was talking to Mr. Frank from Dunedin Records that we had on last week. And
he won $100.
Yes.
Was it 50 or 100?
I believe it was 50, but I'll have to double check on that. But I believe it was 50. He won our trivia question last week.
Right, so we got to get him that gift certificate. And that's the Clearwater Meat Market.
Yep, I got to run over to Clearwater Meat House and pick up the gift certificate for him. And I just wanted to do a promo as well for a couple other clients that I happen to speak to today, but they don't have much time to get on the air today. But I just want to let them know we're thinking of them, and they're great companies. I was talking to Mike over at Dunedin Refrigeration, and he's very busy today, which is a good thing. But that's Mike at Dunedin Refrigeration. You know, they've been in business for 40-plus years. It's a family-owned and operated business, and they're located right over at 228 Douglas Avenue in Dunedin. And they do take care of air conditioning, heating, electrical, residential, commercial. They do design and service and new installs. And they're also listed on the Angie's List from 2011 to 2017 with the Super Service Award. So that's a really good thing. And I know Mike is a big part of like the Dunedin Chamber. And his family has been there for, like I said, over 40 years. So they've been very well established. And there's pretty much everyone in Dunedin. And knows Dunedin Refrigeration. So they service also all models and makes of central air conditioning. So, you know, summer's coming up, guys. If you guys just want to get your unit checked out, make sure everything is running properly, or maybe get, you know, your ducts cleaned out or anything to do with your heating or electrical, you got to give Dunedin Refrigeration a call at 727-733-8446. And again, that's Dunedin Refrigeration, 727-733-8446. And I just did want to go back and talk a little bit more about A&E Printing. They are located over at 1710 Drew Street. It is a newer location for Eagle. And like I said, he's been doing this over 40 years. He's extremely knowledgeable. He also has really good prices already. But he's doing also a 35% off coupon in the coupon book. So you can find him at 1710 Drew Street. He does, you know, promotional printing, design products for your business. So if you need banners or, you know, flyers or anything like that, you got to go check out A&E Printing. You know, we like to do our local businesses and promote our local businesses, and you know, we don't like to buy so much from the big box stores. We like to promote from local. So guys, go check out A&E Printing, and if you have any questions, you can just give Eagle a call at 727-223-3100. And again, that's A&E Printing. His name is Eagle, and his number is 727-223-3100.
Yeah, then, Tom, can you play a song, the Taking Care of Business by BTO? And this is being sponsored by Bill from Bill's Exxon.
Oh, yeah.
He takes care of business.
He sure does.
And then we're going to do a little TV song. Now, keep in mind, we're on 106.1 FM, right?
Right.
105.5 is the Dove.
Right, right below One, us.
Right now is the Eagle. Someone's going to be clicking and maybe like this song.
Hey.
And we're going to hook them in.
Tune in, guys. We got some more great business stuff coming up in a few.
taking care of business. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
That was the sound of another bird crashing through a crystal clear window. Thanks to Scarborough's Window Cleaning and Maid Service. Need your windows clean? Call Roy Scarborough at 727-742-0081. That's 742-0081. Windows so clean, you won't even know they're there.
No birds were hurt making this commercial.
Is your lawn and landscape in need of a makeover? Is your grass brown or dying? If you care about how your lawn and landscape look and want to be the envy of your neighbors, then there's only one lawn care company that soars above the rest, and that's Eagle Lawn and Pest Control. Locally owned and family operated for over 25 years, Eagle Lawn Care and Pest Control can't be beat. With applications starting at $29, Eagle Lawn Care and Pest Control cares for your lawn, trees, and shrubs, and offers balanced granular fertilization and liquid insect and weed control, so your lawn looks great all year long. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Call Eagle Lawn and Pest Control today, 727-953-8180, or online at eaglelawncarefl.com. That's eaglelawncarefl.com. For all your lawn and landscape needs, soar with the best, soar with Eagle. Eagle Lawn and Pest Control, 727-953-8180. Call Eagle today.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Moon River, wider than a mile.
Yeah, this song's being dedicated to Pickard Markkanen. Yeah, they're doing our t-shirts. And this is the song. They've been married for 50 years. So think about that.
Yep, that's Bob and Jane Pichter. And you guys can give them a call at 727-812-1633. They can take care of all your marketing needs.
And this is their song, Moon River.
Drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after that same. My huckleberry friend, Moon River,
That was Moon River for Pickard Marketing.
This is
I hope I pronounced their name right. They're going to be doing all our T-shirts. So, anyhow, about to do a commercial for my friend Dave. Anyhow, what we could do is play another song. Play whatever song you like, Tom.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll. Still like that old time of rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes my soul. I reminisce about the days of old. With that old time of rock and roll.
Also talk about cover up
right? Painting.
Yes, that gentleman there is unbelievable. He does a great job. People that are looking for their interior or exterior of their house painted, commercial, residential, call 727-900-2080. Unbelievable, the best guy in the world. He's been in the painting business for over 30 years.
Yeah, and his prices are very, very competitive, and he does a very good job.
He owns it and does the painting.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you're going to get the best deal, but you can't buy experience. This guy does a great job.
Hey, Brian, isn't this a great time of year to get your air conditioning checked out before it gets super hot?
Yes.
Yes. So if you guys are looking to get your air conditioner, you know, checked out, make sure everything's running right or get your air ducts clean or anything like that, you should give E&E Glidden Air Conditioning a call at 727-546-4343. So they do a warranty for 10 years on parts. They service any machines. They are available after hours. They do new AC systems. And also, guys, they will finance for as little as $100 a month, and it's Wells Fargo financing with approved credit. So also, you get a free UV light with the purchase of any new unit. So again, that's E&E Glidden Air Conditioning, 100% satisfaction guarantee at 727-546-4343.
Now, they've been in business for over 37 years.
Wow.
So there, you can't stick around for 37 years unless you have integrity.
Absolutely.
So they have integrity.
Yes.
Right. And you're talking to the guy, you can just see that he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
He's the guy that when you send him out there, he's going to do right by you.
Right.
That, and what's the name of the company again?
It's E&E Glidden Air Conditioning.
I wonder what the E&E stands for.
I don't know, because from my understanding, his name's Paul, right?
Yeah, so it can't be that.
I don't know. Maybe it's his children, or maybe it's his father. Hard to tell.
Anybody that wants to win a $50 gift certificate after the show's over, call in 727-441-3000. Call into the station. And we'll give you $50 if you can tell us what the E&E stands for.
In E&E Glidden Air Conditioning, 727-546-4343.
And what is Glidden? Do you think that might be his last name?
I am not positive. I don't think that's Paul's last name. But, you know, have you ever heard of Glidden Paint?
Oh, yes. Is it that same one?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's it. Well, that's a good, mm-hmm. It's a good company. I just know it, the fact that they've been around for 37 years.
Right.
And, you know, that tells you right there, you can't buy experience.
And they say it's 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And that's why. That's why. And yeah. And he stands behind it. I just know it.
Right.
But just talking to him on the phone, you could just felt the authority, a man of integrity. So I just know that he's going to be one of those guys that would stick around for a while.
That's right.
And he
37
did it.
Years. My goodness.
Right. Who would think that? You know how many people go in and out of business?
Oh, gosh. We deal with lots.
Yeah. So like 90% of the businesses that start within 2 years are out.
Yeah.
So that 37-year mark that E&E has to be something. There has to be an asterisk there saying we did it.
Right.
Anyhow, also I'd like to talk about our friend from, you do that one, I'll do this one. We have this new camp, right? He deals with the boys, his ages from 5 to 17.
Oh, yes.
He has a camp, leagues, travel team, clinic, everything. And he just takes these kids in and like they're...
He's a good man. It's a basketball camp, right?
Right. And he has one free week in our book. And it's called Hard to Guard.
Yep. And it's for ages 7 to 17.
5 to 17.
Oh, 5 to 17. Wow. And yeah, he's a good man. Like he was, you know, when we first met him at the networking meeting, he was saying that because his son was there, remember? And he was saying that, you know, not only does he teach the kids how to play basketball, but, you know, they were taking him out and they were helping feed the homeless people and doing, like, giving back to our community.
So I bought a jersey from him for $400.
Yeah.
Right? And it was Patrick Mahomes, right? Like about a month ago.
Yep.
It's now worth $1,500 because they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. That's, okay.
Is that amazing?
And he was the MVP.
Oh, cool.
Wow. I wonder if I should put that in the thing. I wonder if they can do that. But yeah, he was the MVP.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we're another one of our new clients, the framing store, she's going to frame
that. I know,
we
got to get her name right. Get her name right, what it is.
Okay, let me look it up really quick. Because
if you think of where Ty Nana is, right?
She's right around the corner.
So they're at 1458 Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor, Ty Nana. It's authentic Thai, you know, cuisine. And she has a beautiful place of her place that it just looks so beautiful. When you go in there, it's like sparkling clean, right?
Yes.
And they have also a new sushi menu out there at the Thai Nana. But if you know where that is, right, because their sign sticks out, they're on the side of that, this frame company. So they pressed the shirt. They did everything. And they did that and Odell Beckham I bought. And then I also bought... LeBron James.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they're saying that the jersey went up threefold or fourfold after the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's a good investment.
And he gave me the number. So we turn around. We've got to go over there and pick that up. It's done. She, matter of fact, I talked to her today. She's a nice lady from Tennessee.
Yes.
But I know she's not claimed the frame. She changed the name. But she bought the rights to them in Palm Harbor because the guy retired.
Oh.
but I can't. I always forget her name. So if she can, if she's listening, call 727-441-3000. Would love to get the exact name. And we can do that as a trivia question, too. Anybody know the new name of Claim to Frame? That would be pretty cool. Call 441-3000 after the show, and you get $50. Tell us the name. We're giving away money today. So that's kind of neat. And I'd like to play another song. What song would be a good song to play for Frame, for a frame company?
For a framing company.
Tom's going to come up with one. And then here's the one, American Painters. We were supposed to have the guy come in, the president of the, what is it, Boy Scouts, right?
Yes.
He couldn't make it today because reasons, he let us know. But it's American Painters, right? I would think that it's family owned and operated. It's a small business. It's established in 1994. And they give a free driveway pressure wash with a full exterior repaint. That's American Painters, and she does a good job, too. So we have two painters. We have Cover Up Painting Solutions and American Painters, two good companies that have been around for a long time. Have you noticed that a lot of our customers have been around for a long time?
A very long time. You know, we deal with a lot of really wonderful people. Yeah, I enjoy what we do because we meet great people.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. And Ty Nana, she's something else, too, there. But we're going to try to find out.
I could be wrong. This is the address of where it is located, but it's called A Frame of Mind, Inc.
That's it, I think.
Okay.
A Frame of Mind.
A Frame of Mind. That's 1492 U.S. Alternate 19, which is right around the corner from Ty Nana.
And what's it called again?
A Frame of Mind.
Hey, Tammy wins.
Yeah, Tammy wins. So let's play a song. Did you come up with a song? Yeah.
There we go.
And this is A Frame of Mind sponsored this song. They're there on Alternate 19 behind Ty Nana.
Yes.
So this is their song, The Woman from Tennessee.
All right.
That's for our good friend Wanda at, what's the name?
A Frame, hold on, sorry about that.
A Frame of Mind.
A Frame of Mind.
Inc. There you go.
Yes.
Inc. And then we just played the song that had Frame in it.
Yes.
Can you, I wonder if there's any company we can get that we can't find the name in a song.
I don't know. There's a lot of songs.
So I'd like to thank Bill from Bill's Exxon and Mobil, who is the man I respect the most.
Yeah, since he's an awesome guy.
40-year career I've been in advertising.
Yep.
Just something about him that has dignity to it.
He's right down the block from a frame of mine as well.
Right. As a matter of fact, we wanted to talk to him about the truck. We should have asked him when he was on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
We were looking. About our other client.
That is a food truck.
Yes. Curlinade. I don't know if I say that right because it is French, but that's the name of it. She's actually located right behind the Stilt Brewery House on Alternate 19. Yep, but thank you, Wanda, from A Frame of Mine. If you guys have anything you need framed or pictures or jerseys or anything like that, they do a wonderful job over there.
Yeah, then American Painters.
Yep, and also I just want to do a little promo right before we go for one of our other great clients, Spencer's Western World. They are located down at 7108 66th Street North. You guys, they have everything you could think of, not just Western wear. They have leather suits, they have lots of stuff, and that's 727-544-2606, Spencer's Western World.
Actually, I would say he's an icon.
He is. He's been Mark there forever. For the big horse.
Right. How about year? Does it say in the end what year he started?
It doesn't, but I know he's been there forever.
He's an icon. When you think of icons in Pinellas Park and that market.
Oh, for sure.
Anything with Western wear, Mark is an icon.
For sure. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Tampa Bay. Have a great day.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.